Linda Sarsour, co-chairwoman of the March to Justice movement, says her knees are hurting a bit, but that it's nothing compared to the pain felt by the families who have lost loved ones to aggressive police.
We believe that marching shows that we are not apathetic, that we're willing to put 250 miles on our bodies to go to Washington, D.C.
The group of 55 started out Monday, and they expect to arrive on Capitol Hill next week, averaging about 25 miles a day. In D.C., the reformers will call on Congress to pass laws to end racial profiling, among other injustices. Maison Linen of the group says he doesn't know what will happen there, but that it's still been worth the trip.
We know that when we put forth the effort and we don't just talk, and we walk the walk, actually, and we show, and we unite people, and we give people energy to believe in something, anything is possible.
For WHYY News, I'm Steve Trader.